Hi, this is Tracy Holloway, and this is part two of our winter solstice ceremony. Welcome. Take a moment just to breathe, to relax into this space. Breathe in and allow your body to begin to unwind. Breathing out and unwinding further. Each breath, each moment now, offers you greater space into which you can harness the light of this most auspicious time. Connecting heart to heart across the globe, we weave this ceremony together as a powerful network of light. Take a moment to come fully into your heart. A moment of gratitude to yourself, to all others connected through light, and for this space which unites us all in a shared vision for a more loving, harmonious, and unified human experience, where we live as one with all. You are invited to drop deep into ceremony, and you are called on an inner quest to walk the sacred land. If you haven't done so already, then this is the time to close your eyes and journey deep within. You imagine waking at dawn. The sun is yet to rise, but rather than waking and rising from your bed, you find yourself waking in a cozy, crystalline, sparkling cocoon. There's light all around you, and you intuitively know that when the sun rises on this day, you will be magnetized by the light of the rising sun, lifted out of the cocoon where you have metamorphosized, and you will be drawn by the emerging light at dawn to rise with the sun, bringing your unique and beautiful ceremonial light with you. You are transported in light to stand amongst the stones once again, grounding your light and anchoring yourself to the land, wherever guided. Many other beams of light appear, others arriving, beaming in to take their place. Your light and theirs connecting, forming a powerful and purposeful network of light here to assist with planetary ascension. The winter solstice is a time to join together and remember the power we have in our unity, our solidarity, togetherness in our connection to the light within, the light all around. Never disappears completely. Even in the darkest of times, there's always a tiny bit of light. Even if very, very small, there's some light. The light cannot be extinguished. It's always there. A light which can be tuned into. A light which we can turn to in darker times. It can grow brighter and stronger when we place our attention on it. The light within us, the light all around, can feel stronger when we allow. And yet this is the time of the darkness. The time where the darkness is felt. and also the time when we acknowledge a return to light, a return of the light, a reminder that the light is always there no matter what. The light within you has always been there. It's never given up on you, no matter how dark you may have felt and what shadows you've had to face or are facing. Your inner light is a portal, a gateway to the truth within you, a powerful space through which you can know yourself more fully. Expand ever more gracefully into sacred connection, union, oneness with all. The light you have is powerful, it's unstoppable, and it's increasing. This powerful light can never be diminished. It burns brightly even after you've left this physical world. It's the light of all creation, infinite, timeless. No matter how the world looks, what you might perceive and or experience, it's always with you. A guiding light, sometimes subtle, sometimes bright. You can tune into this light more and more each and every day. And as you do, you can begin to sense just how beautiful it is. Just how much it can support you, guide your life, help you to experience a more sacred way of being. This is the time of the light, the space in which new energies are called forth. And it's this specific time of the winter solstice that a great guiding wisdom and intelligence, a higher octave of energetic transmission, an increase in available frequency, is coming to our beloved planet to help support a further shift in consciousness and help the awakening process. You are part of this great awakening. Maybe a gatekeeper or a pioneer. One who can walk the path of the light bringer no matter how dark the world seems. Maybe you have a label for yourself. Maybe you don't. Doesn't matter. It really matters not. It only matters that you're here, here and now. The time is now. And as we enter deeper into this winter solstice ceremony, you are called to acknowledge the awakening of an ancient wisdom coded deep within your body. There has never been a more powerful time to come into ceremony and to see just how important our perceptions, views, beliefs, and attitudes are in shaping reality. Not just our own personal reality, but our collective reality and what becomes possible through creative ceremonial practice and the anchoring of light to the world. Breathe. Breathe and take a moment to acknowledge your place within this sacred circle of light. Tune yourself to the ancient wisdom of the land wherever you feel called and align with the infinite intelligence and magnificence of the cosmos. Connect to the land, real or imagined. Imagine connecting to a rock. And as you do, you unite with all rocks everywhere, bringing you into oneness with the whole planet, solid, strong, grounded and unshakable. Breathe and see yourself connected to the land, the rocks, the sacred sites across the globe, as you connect, all connects together as one, luminous, alive, super potent. You're about to take a journey deep into this power, the power you have to create a new earth, a world of infinite possibilities, where you harness the greatest guiding wisdom and intelligence available to you through this infinite connection, grounding it here and now. The power you have is immense and yet untapped. And though you may feel that you know yourself and what you're capable of and what's possible for you in this world, the truth is that we're only just at the peripheral of our awakening journey, and we really know very little about our personal and collective human potential. The purpose of this powerful experience is to help you find the place within you which unlocks deep, ancient wisdom, coded information, which will start the awakening of your genetic information, starseed codes, and data which was stored until this time. This coded information, held deep within, has not been accessible until now. It's not that you failed to find these hidden treasures, and it's not anything to do with how hard you've worked on yourself and what you've achieved so far or not. It's simply that the time is now. Go deeper into your own inner process and make it possible for this to be done through a recoding of essential data and not through challenges which you have to personally face. This recoding can be done without drama, without turning your world upside down, without you having to sacrifice anything. It is quite simply offered to you at the time in which you align yourself with the greatness within you and you make a conscious decision to be the master of your own creative energy. The recoding can take place straight away, though it can take time to integrate and to implement in practical day-to-day ways in your life. But what of these changes and what they allow? Will you create the space for you? Will you open your heart and mind to greater truth? Can you stop your mind from becoming overwhelmed, worried? And do you know how to enjoy a more balanced and harmonious way of being here on earth at this time? Are you allowed to be at peace? If not, then why? Why not? Whose permission are you waiting for? Yours? Another's? God's? The world's? Who has authority over your life and the creation of your reality? Who do you wait to hear from? Why do they have so much power over you and the things you do? the decisions you make. Take a moment to go deeper into yourself and into this beautiful sacred ceremonial practice. You have so much potential. You are potent. You are change in motion, power in action, truth ready and willing to be seen and heard. You are the embodiment of the light of all creation and all the stories of a human history which has been challenged to face its dark side, its shadows and its fears. And what of the darkness and the shadows we face? Will we see ourselves reflected in others and be compassionate, kind, accepting of all? Or will we need to judge, to persecute, to make them wrong so that we can be right? And what of the pain we feel in our separation from others? What of the distance between each other and the isolation we feel? Will we be able to build bridges and find each other again? Reconnect in a space we create through acceptance of our differences and compassion for each other and our humanity? Or will we carry on in the way we have before? Making ourselves the winners, others the losers, making ourselves the victims and others the perpetrators. Do we hold these patterns so tightly, so rigidly, so strongly, with such conviction that we actually lose sight of what's real, what's true, what's meaningful? Do we die a little, extinguish our light, each time we exist in separation from the truth? When we lose ourselves and instead live in the false, the fake, the illusory. Are we extinguishing our own light through power plays and battles for control, needing authority over others, or letting others have authority over us? Do we need to keep doing this until we're so contorted that the shadows take over and our life force retreats and our vacant, lifeless body wades through the debris of our self-centered battlefield of power struggles, wins and defeats? We need to do this time and time again, so as to truly know without doubt that this is no way to be. It's not living. It's not how life's meant to be. This is not what our light came to earth to do. It's not our purpose here on this beautiful planet. It's not the goal. It's not what's necessary. It's not the truth of the awakening. Instead, it's the denial of truth, the denial of innate wisdom and power. This is the denial of life, the life you're here to live. a denial of the life, it not only destroys our planet, destroys our human experience and the potential we have in service to a greater call, a call of the heart, a call into sacred sovereignty, a call into the power of the light and the immersion into the sacred journey of who we truly are. Who are we to deny this? The time has come to shake off the illusion and all that is broken, denied, fragmented and cut off. Instead, be accountable for who we are as individuals and what we're here to create in our union with each other as sacred beings of light. The power is increasing and it will continue to do so. But what of this power? Where does it come from? Why do we avoid it? What would occur if we were to instead embrace it? How long would it take to do this? What if we can't? What if we don't? What if the purpose is to overcome all obstacles and do it no matter how challenging, how uncomfortable, how much of our own shadow we have to face? You can travel deep into your own sacredness and access the power, the light, the magnificence within you. You can rise in power, in luminosity, and shine the way forward for a new awakened way of being. You can call to the heart of you, the very power and wisdom of your most sacred self. And you can be in service to this call. You are both the call and the answer to that call. You are both the sacred space offered and the one who is invited to journey within that sacred space. Both the journey into sacred sovereignty and the powerless loss of dignity. You are the recognition of what has taken away human dignity, as well as the dignity we feel when we allow ourselves the opportunity to be humble servants to a greater humanity. We are both in service to this human evolution, as well as that which has been broken, overwhelmed and discarded as a product of its dysfunction. We are not just powerlessness in motion as we ride the cycle of life's journey, but we are also the power which rises when we realize that we are the creators of our world and it really is up to us. And so what of this creative power? How will you personally receive the light codes of a new evolved human journey? Experience the power upgrades it will take to be present and accountable, and witness the old fall away and the creation of the new. Will you stand strong? Can you witness from that place of non-judgment? Will you see clearly and be able to hold the space for others as they pass through the eye of the storm? Can you witness the storm? Feel its power and trust that it is guided to clear away the structure of an old, outdated paradigm and make way for something new. You are the witness. You are the creator. You are the space through which the light will pour. And this light must pour. It is the light of a new world coming into being. And it comes into being through you. You are the space. And in this sacred ceremony, in this sacred circle here and now, you further open the space to the infinite you. Witness the power you have to know you, to see you, and to accept you. Create the space to accept the power you have and create the space to simply be. You are creation in motion, creating a new space through which lost power can return, new awakened power can be grounded. And that which is no longer required can simply fall away. You are the timeless presence of a creative power, infinite and omnipotent. Journey into this sacred space now. And create your new world of possibilities from the infinite palette of the cosmos and its limitless potential. Rise like the sun each day and be who you came here to be. You are the return of the light. Take all the time you need to journey within. And when your ceremonial practice is complete, your eyes will naturally pop open in their own time. Rest deeply. Go within. Take all the time you need. And so it is. And so it is.
Thank you.